Good job, everyone. Now comes the time for our talker tonight. So it's exciting. She's talked a few times here. I don't know how many times on Wednesdays, but a few times on Sundays. She's a minister candidate, as we call them, minister in training. She's going to become a minister someday here at church, so it's really exciting. She gets to play those piano keys for us, right? So, and she's just an amazing person. I really love Barbara, and she's going to share her thoughts with us tonight. So please welcome Barbara Schaefer.
Okay. I'm talking tonight. This is not who I am. I'm a Libra. I'm a listener. I'm not a talker. So bear with me. I dragged my heels this morning. I had set today aside to do. I actually set yesterday aside and didn't do it, and did it last night. But I was working on it, and I was trying to procrastinate a little bit more, so I got up and was going to go do something else. And the doorbell rang. And that sounds probably weird to you, but I live out in the country and on a mountain. And when the doorbell rings, that's like a big event. It doesn't ring that often. And so I got up and I thought, that is weird. So I went to the front door and there was nobody there, which I anticipated, you know. There was no car. And people don't just drop in walking where I live. They usually drive a vehicle of some sort. No vehicles. So I went outside and I looked around, and my little dog was carrying on. He was barking. And he must have heard the doorbell. And I looked all around and I said, hello, hello. There was nobody there. But the doorbell had definitely rung. And I did that about 2 weeks ago, and I can't remember what I was doing at that point. I'm going to have to be aware of this. So I figured out that the angels are saying, get back to work. We're watching. So I did that. So before I start, I have one little thing I wanted to share with you, too. This was on Facebook today, and I think it's kind of neat. It's, prayer is not a spare wheel that you pull out when in trouble, but it is a steering wheel that directs the right path throughout life. And I like that. I thought that was nice. And did you see it on Facebook? Yeah, some of you did, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Pardon?
I'm not holding the wheel.
Yes.
Sorry.
Okay. Okay. I always start my talks out with 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 13, which is my favorite Bible verse. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things. It hopes all things. It endures all things. Love never ends. So faith, hope, love, abide, these three. But the greatest of these is love. A few months ago, I talked about the sacred circle of life and how prayer helps you actively place yourself in its center. So you have the circle of life all around you, and you're in the center. And prayer is there with you. But within the circle is peace also. Perhaps you use the word peace to describe a time without stress or conflict in your personal life, your community, or in the world. You may sense peace when breezes are gentle, waters quiet, and stillness surrounds you. Yet even at such, let me get myself together here, sorry. At such times, you may still feel a nagging emptiness, a vague discomfort that lets you know that there is more to peace. and you may long for the peace of God. And that peace of God surpasses all understanding. And that's Philippians 4:7. A peace that is not dependent on others or on temporary circumstances. This is the peace which comes when you know that God's love is active in your life and that there is a blessing of some kind in every situation. How do you find this peace and the sense of rest that it all allows? Do you need special instruction or the benefit of others' wisdom? Do you need to resolve every conflict? Must you first receive justice, order, prosperity, or whatever else you are seeking? Instinctively, you may know that these things are not necessary, although your human nature may lead you to exhaust all avenues of resolution before you allow the peace of God to envelop you. It is letting yourself be at peace that is necessary. God's peace never has been nor ever will be out of your reach. Peace, be still. That's from Mark 4:39. Jesus spoke these words to quiet the turbulent wind and the waves on the Sea of Galilee. And you can use them to quiet your thoughts and feeling whenever they threaten to distract you from your sense of God's presence. Remember, God's presence is always with you, always available to you as peace. This peace fills your whole being and allows you to be an influence for peace in every life that touches yours. Be still and know that I am God. That's Psalms 46:10. Breathe deeply and hold this thought until the sharp edges of the world around you become blurred and you begin to feel the comfort and the assurance of the presence of God. In this prayerful attitude, let yourself speak from the very depths of your being. I am centered and enfolded in your love, dear God, and nothing can disturb the peace of my soul. This is not working too good. I'm just going to let it do that. Also, within the circle of life is light. What should I do today? Which way should I go? What direction do I want my life to take? What can I do about the actions of a family member or a neighbor, or a coworker? Do you ever ask yourself these types of questions? Do you wonder which way to go or how best to help? You are not alone in your searching. We all have decisions to make every day. Some are large, some are small, some are easier than others. No matter how simple or complicated a problem appears to be, there is an answer. No matter how dark the night may seem, the dawn will come. Light will shine. It shines now in your mind and heart. You can pray and know, as the psalmist knew, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path. That's Psalm 119, verse 105. You have the light of God within you, a beacon that shines in you, through you to guide you in all ways. Let your heart be at peace as you begin your time of prayer. Release your need and the decision you must make. Release them to God. Also within this sacred circle is life. Do you ever wonder what you are made of? Consider that you are more than flesh and bone, more than minerals, enzymes, carbohydrates, and proteins, which comprise your cells, tissues, and your organs. Who or what created you? What is the essence of you? In a word, God. God is the very essence of your being. God is exhilarating life within you. God, in abundant love, created you. This life and love are what made you, you. Your body, this creation of God, is attuned to your thoughts and words. If you feel anxious or concerned about anything happening in it, you can pray. Let your thoughts and words of peace, of life, of love circulate throughout your body. When you pray, take time to get in touch with God, to open your heart and mind to God, the presence of love and life within you. Feel this life-giving love. Another thing that is in the sacred circle is harmony. Much of the joy and pain in life is found in relating to other people. And each relationship can have a unique effect on your quality of life. The way you interact with your bank teller, a passing acquaintance, your best friend, or your life partner affects how he or she will relate to you. There is no climate more rewarding than one in which each person gives the best of himself or herself. With God's help, you can learn to do this and to encourage others to do the same. A relationship is much like a living organism. It must be fed with love and understanding in order to grow strong and healthy. When misunderstanding or hurt feelings are given free rein, relationships can grow weak and be lost or damaged. When love is given and received openly, relationships bloom. God's love is all-powerful. Every circumstance, no matter how seemingly complicated, can be harmonized and transformed by love into a situation that is mutually satisfying and rewarding. As you pray for a special bond with a spouse or a partner, for accord in the workplace, or for greater understanding among a group of people, release the outcome to God and feel God's harmonizing love directing and guiding you. Allow yourself to feel God's gentle love within you and to sense this love in those around you. Another thing in the sacred circle is forgiveness. You sometimes wish you had a giant eraser to rub out any mistakes of the past. I thought that made me chuckle a little bit. One that would give you a clean page on which you could write a fresh new chapter of your life. You have it. You have God's unconditional love within you. A love so vast and so generous that you only need to open the doorway of your heart to it. Your true spiritual nature is to give love, and it is this very love that helps you remember how it is to make a mistake and to desire forgiveness for it. At the very core of forgiveness is love, and God's love enfolds you when you want to forgive or to be forgiven. In the quietness of prayer, let yourself develop a deeper awareness of God's love that is within you, everywhere around you, and within the people you meet. As you relax in the stillness and allow the love of God to fill your entire being, you will become radiant with love, and you will see the people around you in a new light. Seeing others with eyes of love is the key to praying in a spirit of forgiveness. Also within that sacred circle is release. Release, let go, turn it over to God. Isn't it wonderful to know that you do not have to remain concerned or worried about a situation? Or to know that you can entrust those you love to God for guidance and protection? When you release your thoughts of worry or care, you do one of the most important things you can do. You are demonstrating and exercising your faith in God's grace and love toward everyone and everything in your world. As you exercise your faith, it increases, giving you the assurance you need to live happily and freely. You can surrender your cares to God, not in the sense of giving up, but in the sense of saying, "Your will, God, your perfect will be done." Sometimes you may think you have released a concern to God, but it continues to invade your thoughts, and you find yourself worrying again. If you've prayed for guidance, felt the prompting of spirit, and done what you know to do, it is time to turn your concerns over to God. If there is something you feel that you have left undone, you can be assured that the right idea will come to your uncluttered mind at the right time. The answer is God. So with that, I would thank you for giving me this time.